Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
It is 6:15 on your home of the Fighting Irish, Sports Radio 960, WSBT. My name is Darren Pritchett. Sports Beat being brought to you by our title sponsor, Budweiser, and also Ghost Energy, Barnabys of Mishawaka and Granger, Bethel University Athletics, and First State Bank. We welcome back to the program our Notre Dame football recruiting expert. He is the Notre Dame football recruiting insider at Blue and Gold Illustrated. All of his work available at blueandgold.com. We say hello once again to Mike Singer. Hello, Mike Singer. How are you today?
Great, Darren. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. I'll tell you this much. We'll get into more specifics in a moment. But that was an enjoyable Blue Gold game from the standpoint, Mike, and you've been talking about these guys for a couple of years. This is an extremely talented roster that Marcus Freeman has put together.
Very enjoyable blue-gold game. It was clean, well-played, points on both sides. You know, last year's, it was just one-sided Hartman to Greathouse just over and over and over again. This year was, I thought all three quarterbacks looked great. That's a huge plus. I thought Abiel Wagner looked really good. He was the standout on the offensive line, in my opinion. Boubacar Traore, The defensive line looked fantastic. Like the linebackers, Jabran Payne, the running back, I thought, despite his fumble, thought he had a really nice day. Jeremiah Love is what an impressive playmaker he is. I mean, just across the board, a lot of just excitement, and you got to take into account, Notre Dame was missing a lot of offensive firepower, Darren. I mean, you got like half the receivers were out. Maybe running back one wasn't there, and J.D. Price. I mean, him and Love are a heck of a running back pairing. Just all in all, I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic right now about this Fighting Irish. And, yeah, talking about the quarterbacks, yeah, you had QB1 was out as well. I mean, this has got to be as deep as the quarterback room as Notre Dame's had in quite some time.
No Bo Collins, no Mitchell Evans. The list just goes on and on and on, but yet the offense was very exciting on Saturday. Let's go to some breaking news, and then we'll circle our way back to maybe some blue gold topics. But today we found out that Micah Bell, a sophomore cornerback, had jumped into the transfer portal. Mike, he played in three games last year, very limited opportunities, had a tackle in the Sun Bowl, participated in the blue gold game. You could tell he was a secondary option. This kid, from what I remember you talking about him, had electric speed, but at this point in his development, he just wasn't to the point where he was probably going to be a factor this year.
Let me start with this.
Sure.
Great kid, fantastic family, like, That's one piece of it. Like, really enjoyed covering his recruitment. Really nice kid, all that stuff. But like, I just got to call it like I see it. When I saw him at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio, my thought was, yeah, he's got great speed, but he's small and he's a project. And like I get a pretty good sample size of Notre Dame fans on our Loose Emoji message board at blueandgold.com. And I mean, everyone was like, how could On3 rank him as a 3-star player? Like, this is just preposterous.
Yeah.
He runs a 10.47 in the 100 meter. How can you possibly rank him this? Look at his film. And you know what I see on his film? A really good running back and an offensive weapon at low level ball in Texas. Like, a nice player for sure, but I didn't see like top 100, top 150 overall recruit like other people did. And of course, On3 was the outlier in ranking him a 3-star when everyone else was a 4-star, maybe top 100 type player. And he's fast, Darren, but that doesn't mean you're going to be a great football player. And I'm not saying that he's not going to go somewhere else and excel, but speed is, at the end of the day, it's not everything. Like, you have to be able to cover if you're a cornerback. And yeah, there's just a lot more to a highly technical position, Darren. Corner is a lot more than just being fast. So, you know, he hit the portal today. It wasn't one that, you know, in our blue and gold staff meetings, when we're thinking about who might hit the portal, he was not one that we thought about just because he's such a young guy. But I'm also not shocked. The other thing about this is people want to talk about the corner depth and, oh, this is a hit to the depth. It's a hit to the number.
Yeah.
But if he wasn't going to play, then what doesn't really matter. Like, if it got down to needing Micah Bell, I think the staff probably would have just gone with, you know, Jaden Osbury, you know, playing, you know, a nickel role or you know, a safety, you know, a three safety thing. Like, I don't think they would have gone to playing Micah Bell. This is just one man's opinion.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what the exact circumstance was, but I'm guessing it was a situation where Bell just probably wasn't going to play at Notre Dame. So he wanted to go see, you know, greener pastures. So, again, great kid, super fast. He's going to go do well somewhere. Yeah, he's a really good athlete. I think offense might be his best projection long term. So definitely keep an eye on him and see how he does at his next up.
Mike, we all know that the Irish could add someone from the transfer portal. A Rice corner was on campus recently. But also, following your reports here on the program, I think Irish fans know that Notre Dame is heavily involved in some high-end corners in this recruiting cycle.
Yeah. I mean, Notre Dame's got Creed Thomas committed from Ben Morrison's high school and fairly similar playing style as well. So Notre Dame would love to strike gold twice at Brophy Prep in Phoenix. Dallas Golden from Tampa is a top 100 kind of recruit. So is Mark Zachary from Indianapolis, Ben Davis, Tristan Haynes from Oklahoma. I like Notre Dame to land all three of those guys right now. I don't know if they'll pull off that parlay. Odds might be like plus 400 or 500, Darren, but
I'll parlay
chances,
it
can still happen. And Jameer Joseph from New Jersey, Notre Dame is scheduled to bring him in for an official visit in June. So yeah, there's a lot of guys on that are going to be coming to campus and have already visited in that 2025 cornerback class. The Rice transfer is really interesting because Notre Dame still, you know, I think they're at what, 87 scholarships right now. And I always tell people, like, don't spend a second of your day stressed about if Notre Dame's going to get to 85. They will. Don't worry about it. But if they do bring in, you know, if they take another defensive back from the portal, that means they got to lose a third. So that'll be interesting. Like, again, there's kind of names that we think it doesn't really do any good speculating on that. I really don't like when people speculate on portal things. Let's just let it happen. But, yeah, they'll probably end up at the end of the day before the start of the season be at like 83. That typically seems to be how it goes.
Our Notre Dame football recruiting conversation with Mike Singer from Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. How would you sum up the weekend that the Irish coaching staff had on the recruiting trail with kids coming to Notre Dame Stadium and the Irish campus?
Yeah, it was interesting, Darren, because I went back and looked at who visited last year, and there were a boatload of class of 2024 targets on campus, many of whom would end up committing to Notre Dame and signing with the Irish. This year, there was one player in the 2025 class, we're talking rising senior, who had an offer from the Irish who was uncommitted, right? You had some commits on campus, of course, but only one target, and that might be like, well, what the heck is Marcus doing? The reason being, they already had pretty much all of their top guys in the 2025 class on campus already in the spring. So, yeah, could they have all been up there for the spring game? You know, maybe, but I think it worked out pretty well that they were all spread out so the staff could spend more one-on-one time with those guys. So that's kind of the first thought, but that one name you know, of the uncommitted 2025 targets is Javon Boggs from Cocoa, Florida, class of 2025 receiver, a four-star receiver, and a former Ohio State commit who has a short list that includes Florida, Georgia, Notre Dame, and a few others. So that visit went pretty well from talking to Notre Dame sources and then Boggs himself, and look for him to take an official to Notre Dame this summer. So Notre Dame definitely has a seat at the table for Boggs. And then, yeah, there's a handful of 2026 prospects with offers from the Irish. Notre Dame will offer those guys on Pot of Gold Day, those rising juniors in high school, offer them on Pot of Gold, hope to get them for a spring visit. And many of those guys were on campus for the Blue Gold game. And reports were pretty strong across the board. Had a handful of 2025 commits, Deuce Knight included. He had a great trip from what I was told. And then you even had some 2024 signees, guys like receiver Logan Saldate. I'm sure you guys felt Gerby Lambert walking to the stadium because the ground shakes when that monstrous man walks. But yeah, just overall, it seemed like a smooth weekend. And it should be noted that Notre Dame lost a key member of its recruiting office, Dre Brown, who had the title for director of recruiting for a short time after Chad Bowden held that role, got promoted to a player director of player personnel. You know, Dre got the director of a recruiting role, but he's going back home to his alma mater of Illinois, where he played there and had a pretty successful career there in the Big Ten in the early 2010s. So Notre Dame pulled off a pretty strong recruiting weekend without without Dre Brown and losing him the week of the spring game too. But you know, Carter Ahman, Becca Seitz. How about Dylan McCullough Jr. is on the staff at Notre Dame as a recruiting analyst now too.
I noticed that.
I'm missing many people of that recruiting office. It's just the names off the top of my head right now. Sure. But overall, a good recruiting weekend for the Irish.
Mike, this is a really random question.
Random questions, Darren.
I know you hate when I start with that. But no, I'm just wondering, you see across the country football facilities with bowling alleys and slides and all these luxury type items. And now Notre Dame, as we all know, had outgrown the Goog. They've got a brand new facility to add on to the Goog. Has there ever been a kid that said, wow, Notre Dame's really behind in that area? Because I can't imagine a kid didn't come to Notre Dame because of that. So I'm just wondering, was that ever a big deal with any kid you ever talked to?
I remember talking to one recruit in the class of 2021, who a big thing for him was he did not like that when you get there, you have to just dorm with a random student, you know, like,
okay.
I think that happened. Like, yeah, you just kind of don't, you just room with someone. Like there's definitely some things that is not, you know, the favorite thing, but I think a lot of times it's those recruits, like if that's a deal breaker for them, they probably weren't going to go to Notre Dame anyways. That's kind of my take. I think that the new facilities is going to help Notre Dame, but I don't really hear recruits often complain about Notre Dame's, you know, not having the best in the latest of the facilities. Mm-hmm. But it's only going to help them in the arms race. Like, okay, you have the facilities to match these other schools, but they can't match your academics. That's kind of my viewpoint on it, Darren.
You had watched CJ Carr in high school a couple of times in person. You have interviewed him multiple times. I asked a question on Twitter yesterday. Did CJ Carr's performance, was it better than you expected? Was it what you expected? And those were the top two vote getters. How would you vote on that?
It was better than expected.
Okay.
That was what I would have thought CJ Carr would be, but not this soon.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, I mean, just like, wow. The biggest thing for me was just the command and how comfortable he was right away. It's like, oh, like CJ Carr. Like I said in my post-game show for our Blue and Gold YouTube channel that if Notre Dame had to play Carr this year, I think that they could win some football games mm-hmm. with him as a true freshman. Like I really do think that he is ahead of the curve for what you see from a freshman. Now he's wired differently. He's got that football lineage. He's just so smart. He's been at Notre Dame, you know, since January, and then was at the bowl practices in December. That helps as well. He's polished, very polished, and I think he offers a pretty high ceiling as well. Darren, you tell me, like, how excited are you about this quarterback room in general? Like, when's the last time you've been this excited about the room? You've been around Notre Dame a lot longer than I have.
I can't remember the last time we had anything close to this depth. I've been here 25 years. I've been trying to rack my brain because I've told our listeners, sometimes recency bias takes over and you think this is so much better than another time, but Mike, this is amazing. If C.J. Carr truly is your number four quarterback without knowing any other roster in the country, there is no team in the country that has a four-string quarterback like Notre Dame has.
Right.
It's absolutely remarkable.
Darren, some people are like, oh, like bench, or, you know, put Angeli farther down the bench. Okay, but let's say Angeli's fourth string. Minshew and Carr are just so great. And Steve Angeli is your four-string quarterback. I mean, good Lord. I mean, how many places could he start at in this country? Like, a good bit. I mean, it's deep and it is talented. Minshew can scare the heck out of you, but the plays that he can make will scare the heck out of the defense. So he just does that make sense, Aaron? Like, he can
Yes.
scare you as a coach, like with some of the turnovers, but like some of those throws and what he can do with his legs, he's impressive. I'm bullish on this quarterback room. And I think all four of them are going to stay. I've been talking about that at our Blue and Gold YouTube channel this week. Like, I think that Notre Dame's going to keep all four of those guys headed into next year's spring ball. That's my take right now. We'll see if it changes. But I don't think any of them have any plans to leave.
And let me just add this on. The fact that you've got an experienced quarterback coach and a wonderful offensive coordinator gives these young men an exceptional opportunity to grow as quarterbacks and help this football team win a lot of games over the next few years. I'm excited. All right, finally, what's the next big target, not in terms of a player, but on the calendar for the Notre Dame football coaching staff when it comes to recruiting?
Yeah, well, tomorrow they hit the road, so they'll be.
There you go.
Yeah, so the staff will be on the road recruiting. I'm guessing for the next, let's see, 3 weeks, maybe four, and then in early June you got Irish Invasion, and then official visit weekend. So that second weekend of June, like June 8th, I think, and then the June 15th weekend, you'll have official visitors. So that's pretty much the roadmap. Coaches will be on the road the rest of this month and into May. And then you got camps throughout June, official visits, and then that big Irish Invasion one. I think it's usually the first Sunday of the month of June.
All right. Remind our listeners about blueandgold.com.
Yeah, $1 for new subscribers and use the promo code UND1. So the letter UND1 will get you 2 months of access for just a buck. And again, this is for new subscribers. So if you like hearing from me somehow and you want to interact with thousands of Notre Dame fans and read some articles, and you'll want to check out blueandgold.com. You know, our goal is to, continue the legacy of the late, great Lou Samoji and the publication that he loved so much, both in print and in podcasts and YouTube and, of course, the website. We would love to have you guys join the site.
Yeah, and on the message board, the writers also get involved in the conversation, so that's fun as well. All right, my friend, take a little breather after the Blue Goal weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, sir. Mike Singer, check him out, Blue and Gold Illustrated, the website, blueandgold.com, for the latest in Fighting Irish football recruiting. Some sports wagering conversation on the way. South Bend Cubs baseball in about 11 minutes here on WSBT.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.